Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. And we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. At this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we ask for your mercy and for your grace. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your mighty hand, O God, and lay your hand upon us. Touch, Lord Jesus, and move upon us while we're on this broadcast. Lord, send your anointing. Let your anointing take control, my God. Send your word tonight, and let your word have free course. Let your word reach every heart, everyone that's listening tonight. Let them receive a blessing through your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you'll anoint the speaker tonight. Oh, Lord God, move during this broadcast. Bless abundantly, Lord. Touch hearts everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will cover us under your blood and that you will protect us. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your holy will be done. We are calling on you, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list tonight. Those, oh God, who are seeking deliverance. Seeking healing, Lord, seeking answers. We call on you, Lord God, to please provide those answers, Lord, and to heal, deliver, oh God, and save souls. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we ask that you will rebuke the sicknesses and diseases. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Oh
yes,
my
Lord.
God, break every chain. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move in miraculous ways. We're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we can't do nothing without you. We're down here calling on you. If you don't come to our rescue, Lord, we'll be lost. We need you to stop by for just a little while and see about us, oh Lord. Stop by and encourage our hearts, Lord. Stop by, my God, and lift heavy burdens. Somebody's in trouble, and we need you right now, God, to stop by, Lord, and deliver the soul that is in trouble. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones, to comfort them and console them. Oh, my Lord, be close to them right now and help them through this difficult time. Jesus, hear our cry, oh, Lord, and hear our prayer tonight. Oh, Lord, grant our petition. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. We ask you, Lord, to please bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name, even the church at large. The whole body of Christ, every member in particular, one by one and name by name. Lord, bring us closer to you and closer to one another. Unite our hearts in love and help us, Lord. Give us that unity amongst ourselves in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord, to do your will. Help us, oh God, to be witnesses everywhere we go. Help us, Lord, to let our light shine, even in the darkness of this world. Oh, Lord Jesus, we can't do it without you. We need you to help us. Oh, Lord, we need you to strengthen us. Oh, my God, we need guidance and we need direction. Please, Lord, order our steps in your word and in your will. And, oh, God, we ask you to bless this ministry continually. Let it continue to grow and expand. hand. Let it reach many souls, oh God, all around the world. Oh, if you have your way, and let your will be done. We believe you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we're taking you at your word, and we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for healing and for restoration. We thank you for deliverance, oh Lord. We thank you for blessing us,
yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you. Praise your name. We lift you up, Lord, and we give you honor, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you for this prayer. We ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these are the blessings we ask. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And we're going to have our opening scripture at this time. And I will be reading the 47th number of Psalms. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nation under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the earth are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shield of the earth belongs unto God. He is greatly exalted. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 47th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 9.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And we want to thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by calling 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service. Title One, School in One is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, for the Breeze White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Breeze Horsey family, Michael Carr, for Robin, Betty Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., for Carlton, Jonathan West, Marcus West, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda, and Tria Blackshear, and all of the bereaved families. And we want to remember our mission, the Gospel Truth mission. It's open now, and the address, if you would like to visit, for prayer, for uplifting, for encouragement, the address is 18 East Center Street, it's C-E-N-T-R-E, Woodbury, New Jersey, 096. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she may come forth and sing a selection.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another opportunity to do something for the Lord. Amen. I thank God because I feel mighty good down on the inside. Amen. Might be in pain, but the soul is feeling mighty good tonight.
Hallelujah. Jesus. I thank God for what he's done for me. I thank God for how he saved my life. Amen. I could have been cut off. I could have been dead and gone. I could have been laid up in the hospital, broke up. But God gave me another chance. Amen. To praise his name, to glorify his name, to say something about God. Hallelujah. And I thank him for tonight. I praise your name, Jesus. I glorify your name, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, my God. You're worthy tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. hold up the time, but I'm just going to introduce you to the speaker for tonight, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. Let's pray along with her and for her as she comes forth to bring the word of God. God bless Evangelist May. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Jesus. Oh, my God. Have your way, oh, Lord. We come before your presence, oh, Lord. We pray,
Lord,
that your holy word bring your anointing. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. We want you to have your way. Let your will be done. Speak your word, oh, Lord. Take full control, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. We pray that you touch,
yes,
heal, save, forgive, strengthen, and deliver. In the name of,
yes,
Jesus, this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, the Lord has touched us already, and we want the,
yes,
Lord to have his way. Oh, no
form,
no fashion. If you feel like you want to go ahead on and bring the word, go ahead. Hallelujah. God's word is precious. Glory to God. And we know that God will do just what he said he would do. His word is right all by itself. Glory to God. Let me get into this word a little bit. My title tonight is Despised and Rejected of Men. And my theme is Jesus, the rejected one. Glory to God. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. That's the 53rd chapter. Very, very familiar passages of scriptures. Glory to God. It says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Glory to God. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise the Lord. I believe Jesus came down through 40 and two generations. Even from the beginning of his time when he was born on the face of the earth, there was rejection. Glory to God. He had nowhere to lay his head. His mother, Mary and Joseph, they had nowhere to stay. Glory to God. They went to the inn, but they were told there was no room for them in the inn. But they was given a stable where there was hay, and that's where they laid their heads, and that's where the baby Jesus was born. He was rejected of men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word of God tells us in Psalm 118 and about the 20th verse, it says, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone builders refused is become
the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Look at what God has done. Now, he made it so that it was marvelous in our eyes. That stone that the builders rejected, they didn't want that stone. They felt as though they didn't need Jesus. But Jesus has become the head cornerstone. Glory to God, he was rejected then. And when he began to stand up and preach the gospel, he was rejected again of the Sadducees, the Pharisees. Glory to God, they began to reject the words that Jesus began to speak. And the word of the Lord began to say that if they rejected Jesus, they had rejected me. Glory to God, because God was speaking through Jesus, and God was in Jesus. So therefore, when he spoke the words of God, he was speaking what his Father had given him to speak. And his words was not his own words, but his words were the words that Jesus spoke, that God spoke through Jesus. Pardon me, I know that the devil don't want his word to go through, but the word is going to be preached anyway. Hallelujah. This same stone that they rejected has become the head cornerstone. And without it, the building won't be right if you don't use that chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus because he came to do the will of his Father. He wasn't interested in doing his own will, but he was seeking the will of his Father that sent him. Glory to God. The word of God says in St. Mark 7:9, and he said unto them, fool, well ye reject the commandment of God that ye may keep your own tradition. People are rejecting the true word of God. Hallelujah. They're rejecting the commandment of God that they may keep their own traditions. They've got traditions saying, I'm Baptist, I'm Methodist. Glory to God. They're saying all these things. I'm Catholic. But God told us in his word to be holy. You got to let go of your tradition and hold to the tradition of God. Take God at his word and do what thus says the Lord, because his commandment is that we love one another. But the rejected Savior, glory to God, they didn't want to hear what the man of God had to say. They rejected his words. They rejected him all the way up until they led him up to the cross. Glory to God. Even when he went up on Golgotha and they began to hang him on the tree, they pierced him in the side. They were still rejecting Jesus even unto his death. And that's the way it is today. People will reject you when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. They will reject you. But as long as they're saying something to please men, hallelujah, it's okay. But God told us in his word to preach and not to gossip. Hallelujah. But you find more people today preaching gossip and things that they heard and things that they don't know what they're talking about. But the word of God said we do speak that we
I'm leading preaching the true word of God. That's why this broadcast is called the Gospel Truth. Hallelujah. It's the truth. I believe they became jealous of Jesus Christ because he was doing the will of his Father. He was healing the sick, opened the blinded eyes. He was forgiving sins. And they began to look at him and say, what manner of man is this? How can he forgive? Say, nobody can forgive sins. But this was the Son of God. This was God's Son, Jesus. And this was the purpose that he came into the world, to save men, to bring salvation, to forgive men of their sins, and to blot out of their transgressions. This is why he came into the world, and to die for sinners and unwretched and wretched souls like you and I. We are just sinners saved by grace. There is nothing that we did so well, nothing that we had to boast about, but it was God's love. It was God's salvation. Hallelujah. It was Jesus giving his life on Calvary's cross that you and I might live. But the people, they are yet rejecting Jesus, rejecting the word of God. They don't want to do what's right. They don't want to follow through with the word of God. But they're going on in a way of their own. They're saying what man wants them to say. They're saying what they want to say. Hallelujah. You find them, instead of preaching the word, they're throwing off and saying all manner of things that they don't know what they're talking about. Glory to God. They reject the true prophet. They reject the true word. And they reject you if you tell them what thus says the Lord. But God, God, he's going to work it out. God is still on the throne, and he's still in control. But Jesus, he did the will of his Father. He came, and he spoke the word that his Father gave him to speak. He did what God gave him to do. He healed the sick. He saved. He forgave sins. He blotted out of transgressions. Didn't matter what did. It didn't matter how they were. But Jesus, he forgave them of their sins, even up to the death of the cross, when there were two thieves hanging on the cross beside him. Hallelujah. One railed on him, and the other repented. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He began to ask God to remember him when he come into his kingdom. And the Lord said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. But the one that railed on Jesus, he didn't want to repent. He didn't want to forgive. He didn't want to believe in Jesus. He said, if thou be the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, glory to God, come down off the cross, save us. But Jesus, he didn't come to save his own life, but he came to give his own life for wretches like you and I, for the wretched that was on the cross, that was railing on him. Glory to God, this is why Jesus died. He died to save him, but he refused. He refused to accept Jesus as his Savior. Glory to God. the commandment that God had given Jesus. He kept those commandments. Glory to God. But he was the rejected Son of God. Are you rejecting Jesus today? He said in his word, glory to God, that he that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despises you, despises me. Sometimes people will despise you because you're working for the Lord and they're not doing work. Glory to God. They're talking. They're saying all manner of things. But what are you doing for the Lord? Glory to God.
Praise it.
The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and these are they, hallelujah, that testify of me. Are you doing his will? Are they rejecting you? Because when you do his will and speak his word, that devil will reject you. Hallelujah. He'll reject your word. He'll get jealous of your word, just like he got jealous of Jesus because he was healing the sick. He was forgiving sin. He was raising the dead. He was working for the Lord. He was doing the will of his Father. Whose will are you doing? Are you doing man's will? Are you doing your own will? Are you doing what you want to do? Hallelujah. You've got people up saying God said, and God told them this, and God told them that, and God said this, and God said that, and God didn't tell them no such thing. God didn't tell you to say that. Hallelujah. People are doing what they want to do. They're doing and saying things to please men and not God. Because if you were pleasing God, you would do what God said do. Glory to God. He told you in his word, when ye stand praying, he said, forgive. Hallelujah. But you got them standing and they're praying. Look like the heaven doors is going to open, but they're not forgiven.
Yeah.
Glory to God. They are out of the word of God. You're out of the word. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. When you disobey the word of God, you are out of the word of God. Glory to God. God's word is right all by itself. We have to take God at his word and do what God said do. If we don't do what God said do, then we are out of the word of God. And when we won't hear the word of God, you are rejecting Jesus.
Amen.
Just as plain as that. The Bible said in St. Luke 10 and 16, he that heareth you, heareth me. Why? Because God sent you.
Mm-hmm.
He told you to go ye therefore into all the world,
yes,
and preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel.
Did he tell you to preach the gospel? Did he tell you to go into all the world and preach the gospel? How do you know he called you to preach the gospel? People are out of line. They're out of line. Glory. Hallelujah. They are out of line. Glory to God. They're preaching, and God didn't tell them to preach. They ran, but God said, I didn't send you. Hallelujah. People are running ahead of God. They want that prestige. But that doesn't mean that you are so powerful. The word of God lets know he that is least among you, let him be a servant. just a servant. And that's what
that's
Jesus
right.
was. He was a servant. Glory to God. He preached the gospel. He healed the sick. He served the people. But some people, they are not serving at all. They are ruling. They are dictating. They are ruling the people to death. And that's why some of the churches, they are empty. Glory to God. Because they are rejecting Jesus. And they're doing their own thing. They're saying their own thing. They're going their own way. And that's why it's not lasting. People are leaving, walking away because they want to hear the word of God. They know they need strength. They know they need to be revived. They know they need a refilling. They know they want to get back to the Lord. But what are
yes.
you doing to bring them back? You feeding yourself.
Yes.
You're going after the things of the world. You're wearing your wool coat. Hallelujah. You're doing your own thing. You're sitting at the table. You're eating your fine food. Glory to God, and you're giving them junk food. My Lord, no wonder they can't make it. No wonder they're weak. No wonder they're falling out of the race. Hallelujah. The word of God says, strengthen the things which remain. Glory to God. That joy. Strengthen that joy. Strengthen that faith. Hallelujah. Some people take that scripture as to mean strengthen me, strengthen that soul, but it's saying strengthen the things which remain. Things, things, that joy, strengthen it, strengthen the faith, strengthen them. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are saying all kinds of things like we are right. You ain't all right. If you was all right, I believe the Lord would cut you away like he did the Ethiopian eunuch. Hallelujah. He would catch you up. Thank you, Jesus. Just like Methuselah. Melchizedek, I believe. Yeah, he got caught up. Hallelujah. You ain't all right. Glory to God. Jesus. But Jesus was rejected. Don't think that you are not going to be rejected. If you are speaking the word of God, you will be rejected.
Amen.
Down here. Glory to God. But I tell you, we are living in the last days, and it's time to do what thus says the Lord. Don't reject the Savior. Glory to God. Jesus was that rejected one. They rejected him at every kind of way. Hallelujah. As I stated, when he was born, he was rejected. He was born. He was born of a woman, and he was rejected. No place to lay his head. He said, foxes have nets. Foxes have holes, and the birds have nests. Son of God hath nowhere to lay his head. He didn't even have a home. And that's what happens sometimes when you really, truly preach the word of God and say what God says, tell you to say. They'll put you out of the synagogue. They don't want you around. Hallelujah. They'll reject you. They'll try to find something on you. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, if you see your brother sin a sin that is not unto death, he said, you can pray for them. But if they sin a sin that is unto death, I don't say pray for them. You got people saying, I can't pray for them.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to pray for them. It's something in you. I remember the late General Overseer sang a song, said, everything in you got to come out. Glory to God. It
everything.
Come out, and it's going to come out one way or the other. It'll come out sometime when you get up and try to preach. It'll come out sometime when you get up and try to face off with your brother and sister. It'll come out, whatever's in you. It'll come out. Glory to God. But you can get it right. You can get it right. There's no Bible that says that you got to be thrown out or thrown away because you made a mistake or because you sinned a sin that was not unto death.
Amen.
Glory to God. David, when he transgressed, yes, he sinned and he transgressed. But David prayed, and that's what people don't realize. You might have prayed, and they're still running around with the same thing, same old, like somebody that is incontinent, saying the same thing over and over to please man and not God. You got to come on out from that. Jesus said, if they don't hear you, they're not going to hear me. And he that despises you, they despise me. And he that despises me despises him that sent me. Who sent you? Who sent you? If the Lord sent you, they're going to despise you too. If he didn't send you, then you'll find them all on your side, all in your corner. But that's all right. Jesus, the rejected one, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. He went through so much down here, and all he did was good. Good, good, good. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He forgave the sins of men. He did so many miracles, so many wonderful works that his Father gave him to do. But what have you done? What are you doing? What are you saying? Glory to God. You're trying to catch a fish with nothing on the hook. You ain't got nothing on the hook to give the fish. Put something on the hook, then throw the hook out and see how many fish you can catch. I tell you, God is good. I'm coming in, but I tell you, my soul is stirred up. Glory to God, the rejected Savior, the rejected one who came and gave his life for you and for I, that we might be free, that we might receive this salvation. It's precious. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to throw it away? Are you going to let it go to naught? Or are you going to cherish it, take care of it, feed it, and pray? That's how you feed it. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to seek God. You got to set yourself apart. And you got to learn how to avoid all these things like a shift. You have to shift the wheat. Shift. Let that stuff go that is not of God. And take in the good word of God. And you will see. You will be blessed. I thank the Lord for his word on tonight. Maybe there's someone out there. Maybe you might have strayed away, but you didn't just go fully to the world and do everything you was doing before. Maybe you transgressed, but you want forgiveness. You want to get back on track. Maybe things didn't go your way. You can pray today. You can give it to Jesus, and he can forgive you because he said if you confess your faults one to another, he is willing and able to forgive you
Amen. He's faithful to forgive you of your transgressions. He's able to refill you, revive you, able to stir up that gift that's in you. I'm not going to drive you away, but I'm going to give you the word so you can come and give your life back to the Lord. This is what the Lord wants. He's willing. He's standing by to forgive, to save, to heal, and to deliver. Just reach out and let your heart call unto the Lord. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee. I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. God will do it. Just give it to Jesus and let him work it out for you. God has the power to save you. He has the power to forgive your sins, to blot out of your transgressions, to bring you back to the fold, to lead you back to where you first received him. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, eternal God, we come before your presence. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done. We pray that you look upon the souls, oh Lord, those out there in radio land, those who are disencouraged, those who are in need of strength, those who are weak, but they need you to strengthen them, oh Lord. Oh, my God, draw back to you, Lord. Those who have turned away from you, bring them back into the fold, oh Lord. Save them, oh Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Revive them again. Refill again. In the name of Jesus, heal and deliver, Lord. God, out of transgressions, let sin be forgiven. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus, to get in a hurry for our souls. Help us to seek your name. Help us to fast and pray, to draw nigh unto you. Help us, oh Lord. We need you, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. We cannot make this journey without you. We need you to go with us, to stand by us. We pray, Jesus, that you move everything out of our lives that is not like you. Everything that is contrary to your will. We pray that you will give us a renewing of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh Lord. Renew us in the spirit of our minds. Help us to draw nigh unto you, Lord. Help us to seek your faith. Help us to pray as never before. Help us to get in a hurry, Lord, running for our lives, seeking your face, Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Oh, my God, without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we are helpless. We need you every step of the way. We pray that you will go with us. Help us to make it. Forgive sin. Forgive sin, oh Lord. Forgive, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless. Praise, heal, and forgive. Give their burdens. Help them to cast their burdens upon you, oh Lord. For you care for them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this opportunity. Help us to continue to preach your word. Help us to say what you give us to say. Help us to be the man of your spirit. Help us to speak the words that you put in our mouth. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, to work well today. We know man can work. Help us to seek to please you and not men, but help us, Lord. Help us today, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. You know all about us. You know our hearts and our minds. We want to be saved in the end. We don't want our labor to be in vain. Help us, oh Lord, and we will be helped. Save us, and we shall be saved. Bless us, and we shall be blessed. And we thank you for this word and for this prayer. And this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia, that she may have remarks, and that however the way the Lord leads her.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. I tell you, the word of God came in power and in demonstration. God began to send his word. Amen. And I enjoy the word of God tonight. I thank God for the anointing. I thank God for the touch. I tell you, God is a mighty God. And he's worthy to be praised. I tell you, who would reject the God that can save your soul? A God that can bring you out? A God that can heal your body? Who would reject him? Who would reject who come in his name? Amen. Because that's what people are doing. They're rejecting the one that God is sending in his name. Amen. He's sending them for a reason. He's sending them so you can be delivered. But people are rejecting that individual, and they're picking the ones that they want to receive, and God did not send them. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. I'm stirred up on tonight. I tell you, God, he's good. I tell you, he's good, and I'm feeling mighty good down on the inside. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God. Amen. You ain't did nothing until you made the devil mad. When he get mad, that's when he starts rejecting you. Hallelujah. When he get mad, he starts talking about you. When he get mad, he call you all kinds of names. He'll call you Beelzebub. He'll say you're casting out demons by demons. Yes. Hallelujah. Just like they did Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. But that's all right. You just keep preaching the word. Jesus says, shake the very dust of your feet and move on to the next city. Hallelujah. If they reject you there, go to the next city. Amen. You'll find someone that wants to receive the word of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad about the word tonight. I'm stirred up. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm feeling God's presence tonight. And I
go ahead.
Amen. And I just want to say, you out there in on the broadcast, amen, don't reject the word of God. Amen. Don't reject who God sent in his name. Amen. Sometimes people look at the individual, and they try to find fault in the individual. Amen. But if God sure enough sent them, you will know. Amen. You will know. Because he don't leave himself without a witness. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you to take it in. Amen. Apply it by your heart and live by it. And you will be saved if you live by the word of God. Amen. We all falter. We all fail. Amen. But don't stay there. Get up. Get up. Pray. Amen. Pray about it. Amen. Sometimes you got to stay there and wait on the Lord. Amen. If that's what you got to do, do it. Amen. But just pray. Pray. And this is the nowadays, the time that we're living in, you got to pray your way out.
Amen.
You got to fast and pray your way out.
Yes.
You can talk all you want. Like I said, till the sun come up, till the sun go down, till the sun come back up.
Yes.
You can keep talking.
Yes.
But if you don't pray, amen, you're not going to stay.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. And at this time, we're going to give way that the other, that our pastor, Pastor Sheila Hami, may have remarks, and our other evangelists or any other clergy that's on the line may have remarks.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, God is moving, and I'm stirred up. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the word and the prayer, the praises, the testimony, the song. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. God is moving by his spirit, and I thank God for that powerful message coming tonight. Despised and rejected of men, Jesus, the rejected one. That one that the most important one, the chief cornerstone, can't live without him, can't be without him. He is the only, hallelujah,
yes,
glory be to God. And people are truly rejecting Jesus. And like was said, they be trying, thinking that they're rejecting you.
Yes.
Despising you. But in turn, they are actually rejecting God.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. And I just
Amen.
Thank God for the word of God. Don't reject Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the only one who can save you. He's the only one who can deliver you. What can we do without him? Nothing. We can do nothing without him. We need Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way. And again, the enemy is mad. He doesn't what God is doing. He doesn't like it. He's trying to say all kinds of things, but he can't stop the work of God. He can't stop what God is doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So keep on making him mad. Keep the enemy mad. Amen. And keep on doing what God is giving you to do. And I want to say to everyone who's listening to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life and live by it. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, saying how Jesus was despised and rejected of men, and how he was the rejected one, and no matter how familiar that passage of scripture is, I tell you, I will never get tired of hearing it, how Jesus took the weight of our sin upon him, and with his stripes he healed us, and he did it for us, and we are still rejecting him, but he still died because he's not like man. He didn't reject us when we needed him the most, when he found us polluted in our own blood. He could have rejected us then, but he didn't reject us.
Amen.
But God is not like man. I'm so grateful about it because people, they'll reject you. They want you to accept them, but they'll reject you. But Jesus is not like that. And I'm so grateful. Then I truly, truly enjoy the word of God. I enjoy it, Vanna Cynthia, that song.
Amen.
I'm just happy just to be a part of something where I feel accepted, because that's what people need today. They want to be accepted. But they have to accept Jesus as well. I just want to encourage everyone to accept Jesus. Then keep on preaching the word of God, because you're going to do it anyway.
And pray for me. Praise God. If that will be all. I'm going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. Thank the Lord for every one of you on the line tonight. And I just thank God for all things. I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through and know the word of prayer to pray for me. And as I stated before, that if it's the Lord's will this week, this coming week, we will be in prayer at the prayer mission, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 12 o'clock noon each day, Lord willing. And we invite you to come out. If you're near there or around there, feel free to stop in and have a little prayer with Jesus. Glory to God. We would be glad to have you. And if you'd like to tune into this broadcast, as was already forestated, you can dial 701-802-5175. And the access code is 5847681. Come on and enjoy the Lord with us on this conference line. God bless you. Thank you again, Evangelist Amin and Evangelist Khadija, Sister Cheryl, and Evangelist Cynthia. We thank you for all that you do to help make this broadcast what it should be. Thank you. If that's all. And we expect to be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. Join us then. God bless you. And good night.